欢迎回到酒馆，
酒馆的进阶口语课第15期超级早鸟价正式开放报名，赶快联系小助手抢名额，微信是 LULUXJG， 我们在酒馆等你。
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Bluffer's Guide to Craft Beer. 欢迎回到我们的酒馆装备指南精酿的高级版。And welcome back, our beer guru, James.
Yay, I've been promoted from just James to James Beer Guru.
Great. So in the previous episode, James was telling us about the basic or some of the more popular types of beer and how is beer made.
Right.
But now let's start with the actual craft beer trend.If any of you who are listening to this show, if you have been to a 精酿 place, you know that the beer, they're significantly more expensive than the beer you buy like Qingdao or Yanjing,
right.
Or Xuehua for that matter.
Yeah.
But why is that? Is it just because of those type of beer they're produced in bulk like Qingdao?
Okay, one of the biggest reasons for prices, yeah, it's bulk. Like Qingdao, they produce a lot so they can buy things in bulk and bulk rate.You know, unit price is lower. Microbreweries buy in smaller batches, so they pay higher amounts. They also tend to buy more expensive grains. So a lot of places like Qingdao, one of the main grain in Qingdao is rice.
Oh.
In China, rice is cheap. Whereas a lot of craft breweries, they don't use rice. They're using barley, wheat, and other grains, which cost more.
Okay.But based on your knowledge, like, are these microbreweries or craft breweries, are they, like, gradually going to become more mainstream so that they can produce in bulk and lower their prices?
Well, that's what's happened in America for a lot of them. And even in China to some extent, because there have been craft breweries in China that have been purchased by the big companies.
Oh, like Budweiser.
Yeah, so, like, one of the ones from Shanghai, Boxing Cat. Was bought by Budweiser.
Ah, I see.
So they do this because usually Budweiser, what they'll do is they'll let them still produce their beer. But then Budweiser will act as their distributor.
I don't know. It's like a big brand, but this brand perhaps is more mid-range, but then they have like a higher-end product line, that sort of thing. Ah, I see. It's very common.Let me ask you about the trend, though. You've been in Beijing all these years, and then you have basically seen the microbrewery or craft brewery scene really taking off. Yeah, explode.
Explode would be the word I'd use in Beijing.
Yeah, it's just in the past 10 years, no?
Yeah, it's been about the past 10 years. I think it all started with Great Leap Brewery.
Great Leap. One of my favorites.
It's my favorite as well. They started their place in the Hutongs here in Beijing, and now they have expanded to...multiple pubs in Beijing. They have a pub now in Chengdu. They have a canning plant in Tianjin. So they have grown from this small little
hutong
hole in the wall to being, you know, a multi-establishment craft brewery that you can buy their beer anywhere in China now, thanks to Taobao.
Yeah, exactly. You can buy it on Jingdou, on Taobao, on all of these e-commerce platforms. But what about in America?When did this whole craft brewery thing start?
Well, it really kind of started in the 80s in places like San Diego and in the Pacific Northwest where I'm from. But it really didn't catch on till about mid to the late 90s. When a lot of places opened up their laws about what you can make and produce. And over the past, I would say, 35 years, that it is just...spread across all over the country. In America, you'll find craft breweries everywhere.
In every town.
And not every town, but many towns. Small towns, big cities have multiple ones. And they are now almost as ubiquitous as Budweiser in terms of your beer options.
So it's very common to go to any bars and have craft beer.
Available, yes.
And it's still obviously popular now. My question is, who are the target clientele? Is it mostly men, maybe?
Well, yeah, beer tends to be drunk mostly by men. But women drink it too, because the thing about craft beer is you can make all kinds of different flavors that appeal to a wide audience.
Exactly. I've noticed a lot of women like craft brewery nowadays because they have these very fruity, lower alcohol content.
Yeah.
Ones.
So there's a wide variety of flavors. In terms of the American public, they tend to be more popular with about middle class and that higher social economic status, because they are more expensive. If you're going to go to a bar and order a craft beer, it's probably going to be about $2 to $3 more expensive than one of the, like, Budweiser.
Yeah, I think in China is even more expensive.
Yeah, there's a pretty big price gap in bars between, like, if you order Qingdao, it might be 20 RMB, whereas the craft beer might be double.
Well, at least double.
At least double.
Sometimes 60, 70.
Easily.
In that way, it's seen as, because usually if you think about beer drinking, a lot of people would still traditionally associate it with, oh, this is not as, let's say, sophisticated as wine drinking or whiskey drinking. But nowadays, craft beer is pretty high up there.
Yeah, it gets pretty sophisticated. People make all kinds of interesting concoctions, interesting flavors. And a lot of people who drink craft beer tend not to drink the same way as you drink lager. You don't drink as much of it because it costs a lot.
And you appreciate it more.
You appreciate it more. And plus, after you had a few, you stop caring. Alcohol will eventually catch up with you.
Yeah. Another thing I've noticed is these craft beer places, these craft beer bars.
Oh, yeah.
Pubs.
Pubs.
They always seem to have a specific style. They're not like your wine bar or your whiskey bar or your, like, cocktail bar.
So you're meaning like the kind of industrial look, the hardwood tables, hardwood chairs, hardwood floor, hardwood bar, hardwood everything?
Yeah. Let's say, I don't know if manly is more the way to talk about it, but it's not like cocktail bars where it's more sort of, how shall I say, very decorated to suit female taste.
So yeah, that's actually what they would look like in America too, is that like wood everything. Because for one, this kind of brewery started in the western states, which we have a lot of forests over there. So wood is plentiful. And so making bars with lots of hard wood is pretty easy and low cost. And it just kind of stuck. So if you go to places here in Beijing, like Great Leap, Jing'e, or Slowboat, they will all have this look of these hardwood, kind of industrial.
Big space,
which is what you would come across if you went to America. The other thing you'd see commonly is adapting local styles into it.
Oh, yes. One of my favorite Great Leap in Beijing is in the Hutong.
The original one.
Yeah, the original one. They've got this little courtyard thing, and it's, you sit there and you think, oh, this is Beijing.
Yeah, so it's got a little mix of Beijing culture with very American wood benches and wood tables.
Yeah, one thing I've noticed is some of these places, they actually have the brewing equipment on display. Is that a thing?
That's quite common. Not all places do this because in some places, brewing in a separate location is more cost effective. But that's not uncommon at all because people want to see how the beer is made. People want to see the fermenting tanks. They want to see where they're cooking the malts to get the flavors out and all this stuff. So it is quite common in some places. You know, they have partial brewing in the pub and the rest of the brewing would be done at a separate location.
Partial brewing is more like for show.
Yeah.
To give it the ambience. And now let's move on to food. What's the best in your mind? What's the best food that goes with craft beer?
Yes. I will drink craft beer with any food. But in general, most people, if they were to think, it would be burgers. Burgers.
Bar snacks.
So you go to a lot of craft brew pubs in America. It's going to be burgers, sandwiches, pizzas, hot wings.
Nothing healthy.
Why? You're going to a bar. Health is not exactly your top priority here.
No, but I mean, some people would drink wine and eat salad, but you don't see people drinking craft beer and eating salad.
Not really. So where I'm from in the Pacific Northwest, it's not uncommon to see seafood on the menu because we're by the coast, so we have it. So you'd see some place with oysters, fish and chips, crab and things like that. So they will be
sliders.
Sliders, which like would mean mini burgers.
Yeah.
So burgers are common, whatever is local. So there are places with tacos in the Southwest. You probably could go to New York Chinatown and find a craft brewery that's doing it with Chinese food.
Yeah. The last craft beer place I went in Beijing, also very popular, I had jianbing with Beijing duck filling.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Really good. I highly recommend it.
I always thought a good idea would be open up a craft brew place in China and sell either like Xi'an, Rojiamo, or, you know, Northwest China Kaotuar. I think that'd be a great combination. You'd make lots of money.
Honestly, it's not that far from the reality because now, for example, Great Leap, that Hudong place, you know what they do.
You just order Waimai.
Exactly. You just order on Ulamo or any of those platforms. They couldn't even be bothered to have a kitchen anymore because everyone wants different food.
Yeah. I don't think they're allowed to have a kitchen there, to be honest, because it's too small.
Probably not. So easy to just order because you have a courtyard. You can sit outside and everyone. I've seen people on different tables. They're all drinking really expensive craft beer, but they're eating like trar. They're eating fried chicken thighs.
If we're going to spend money on the beer, we're not going to waste money on food.
Exactly. It's fantastic. Okay. I think we're going to wrap up here. It's been a fun 2 episodes about the basics of craft beer, craft brewery. Yeah. Thank you, Beer Guru.
Thank you. And if our audience wants to hear more, we can definitely talk more about beer in the future.
I know you would like that. Or maybe whiskey.
I'll take both together.
Yeah. Okay, so if you also are into craft beer, or if you've tasted craft beer before, or if there are some of these craft beer pubs in your city that you frequent, let us know in the comment section. So we might try your pubs as well. Leave us a comment. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.
啤酒也可以喝得很文艺。杭州千岛湖水酿造的中国本土精酿之光 Taste Room， 桂花香的中国情节，麻椒的烟火气，可可的浓情蜜意，每一款打开一个全新世界。还有超萌的各种低酒精果酒。关注公众号“露露的英文小酒馆”，下方菜单进入酒馆铺子，把这波舌尖上的国潮带回家吧。